WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Cross-legged with I Could Never right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. Can I get a good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning to the two of you. I got Richard here in the studio.
Hey, good morning.
Our new co-host, if you missed last week, Richard is now on the Wednesday morning show team. Happy to have him. And then we got Christian, as always.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are here in the studio. We just three guys, don't you know? But we're here to celebrate. Today we're celebrating International Women's Day. And we are playing all female artists, all female led bands, the full 2 hours of the morning show. So enjoy some of this programming. We got some great programming for you lined up. We're going to talk about some of our favorite female artists. We're going to learn a little bit more about ourselves. We're going to hit you with some news, weather, and sports and stuff, so to speak. But yeah, we got a good show lined up, and yeah, I think you should stick around for it. Boys, how you doing this morning? How you doing with all this pollen and everything?
I'm holding up pretty well. Usually it takes me a few weeks before I start sneezing, but you can smell it in the air. It's bad.
Yeah, so I haven't started sneezing yet, but like every day when I wake up, there's a good like 2 to 3 minute blow your nose hack fest in the show. You know what I mean? Like the whole getting decongested when you wake up, that's happening.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm sneezing, and normally like a normal sneezing fit or whatever is just like 2 or 3 sneezes. I'm up to like 4, 5, or 6 at this point. So it is rough, but you know what? We're gonna be okay. We're here in the studio right now, so we're safe from the pollen of the outside, the evil pollen. We're gonna play some more music. We'll be back in just a minute. Here's BB Club with Gene.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth by Grimes on 90.7 WVUA-FM, The Morning Show.
Woo! Woo! It's The Morning Show. Yes. It's The Morning Show here on 90.7 The Capstone, and I think it's time for a little, what you might call, update on the current situation outside the building. So you know what that means. It's time to bring in some of the
weather report.
Yep, it's time for the weather report right here on 90.7 The Capstone. Richard, what have we got going on in the weather?
Well, right now it is 64 degrees outside, and we're looking at a high of 70 this afternoon and a low of 59 tonight. We have winds at 8 miles per hour and about a 20% chance of rain today. And
so maybe keep those jackets on you if you got them.
Yeah, maybe an umbrella. Put it in the backpack for the road.
And we'll keep you updated next hour on the
weather report. Weather report, 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 weather report.
Yep, that's your weather report. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Gonna kick it over to Christian for a positive affirmation of the day.
Alrighty, so it's midterm week, if y'all don't know, which I hope y'all do, right? And so this is gonna be a nice midterm affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I will find time both to rest from these midterms and to study. And the studying that I do will stay in my mind. I will retain information, and it will pay off during my exams. So, yeah. There you go.
Positive affirmations for the day from Christian. It is Women's Month. It is International Women's Day here on March 8th. So we're playing all female artists, female-led groups, this and the next hour. Baby Doobie's up next with The Perfect Pair.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Right now, we've got something very special. We have been doing some research off the air. We are trying to get to know a little bit more about the etymology of each other. So we've been looking up what our names mean and if we're related to anyone famous, perhaps. So we have each been assigned another person's name. So Richard, we'll start with you. You're to learn a little bit more about what Christian's name means. Christian Martin. What does that name mean? Are there any famous people with that name?
Well, Christian means follower of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's about what you'd expect. It's what the word Christian also means. But Martin is kind of interesting. It's like follower of Mars, like the god of war.
Really?
So he's double dipping right there in two different religious systems right there.
Yeah, following two different things. Man, Christian, why can't you just pick one?
I know, Christian, right?
So famous folks. Who's Christian related to?
Well, there is another Christian Martin who is a sportscaster who does, I think he does America's and Latin American soccer.
Okay.
But he's not really that famous. Like, he's kind of a low-level Christian Martin. But maybe Christian is related to Dean Martin.
Oh.
The singer, actor, and comedian, the king of cool from back in the day. But yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about Christian Martin. Now Christian, you had me to look up, Noah Haynes. What is there to know about Noah?
Okay, so Noah comes from both Babylonian and Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
So Noah directly comes from the Hebrew Noach, which means rest or repose. It also comes from the Babylonian word Nuku, which means repose or rest. And it's a biblical name from the Old Testament, of course.
All right.
Some famous Noahs I could think of is like Noah Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
You have Noah Dawkins, the football player. You know, he played for the Jets for a few years back.
I know there's Noah Baumbach.
Yeah, there he is.
Director of Marriage Story.
And, of course, another famous football player. How could I forget? Noah Fant.
A lot of football players. Maybe I should go into it.
I think, yeah, definitely. I think he'd do great playing football. Draft this man in the NFL right now.
Yes, yeah. I know. That's the thing whenever I was looking at, because I had Richard Jenkins. And so I think there was, of the Jenkins that you may be related to, there are several football players on them on the list. But we must start with what Richard. Richard means, I don't know if you've heard this before, it means strong in rule. It originates via Old French. Word meaning ruler, leader, king, and strong, brave, hearty. So it means strong ruler.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
Yeah. So that's Richard. And then Jenkins means little John.
I knew that. Yeah.
So John, more literally, John the Little. So you're a strong ruler, but you're also kind of small.
Okay.
Don't worry. In person, he's quite, I would say, 8 feet tall. It's a misnomer, you might say.
Now, we have Little John. Where's Robin Hood at?
True.
That's what I want to know.
True.
I'm just his friend, you know.
I know. Yeah. I know. So, I was looking at some of the famous people named Richard, famous people with the last name of Jenkins. So, Richard, I mean, you're in a good crowd. Richard Nixon, so to speak.
That's a great crowd.
he's not a crook.
No, he's not.
Not a crook.
Apparently, Ringo Starr's first name is actually Richard.
Whoa. Richard Starkey. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're with Richard Nixon and Ringo Starr. And then also, for whatever reason on here, Machine Gun Kelly is on the list as well.
Oh, wow.
Of Richards, it does not say, because his name is Colson Baker, but so I don't know where Richard comes in there.
Also,
but he's on the list of famous people named Richard. So I don't know how he got on there, but more specifically of the Jenkins, there's an actor named Richard Jenkins from Illinois.
About that?
Are you related to this guy?
I hope so.
I mean, he's
maybe he can get me on a few movies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's been in some big ones: The Cabin in the Woods, The Shape of Water, Step Brothers.
His most important film.
Oh, of course.
He's in like a ton of these. He was nominated for Academy Award, Golden Globe, and Screen Actors Guild. Gee whiz. I mean,
yeah, he's legit.
Someone, someone get him. Can we get some of that Richard Jenkins money? That's what I'm saying.
I would love to have that.
I think, yeah. Let's hope like the bank, like, or someone like, like mixes up their checks or whatever, and then it's like, oh, Mr. Jenkins, let me give you $1 million. Whoa, it went to Richard Jenkins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. How did that happen? So I mean, it could happen.
I'll just go turn up the Hollywood. I'll say, hey, I'm Richard Jenkins. Give me a role, and like, why do you look so young? I'll just say, you know, a bit of cosmetic surgery.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah,
you know,
Botox does wonders nowadays.
I mean, you've got the birth certificate to prove it, so they've got to trust you. But you've got to have the acting prowess to back it up, so you've got to practice.
All right, I'll do my best.
So keep working on that.
You know, he's getting some experience.
He's getting some experience. We'll be sure to talk about that later in the show. I'll plug a few things. We've learned a little bit more about ourselves, about the etymology of our own names. Maybe you should do your name. Tell us what it means. Send us a message at WVUAFM on Instagram, or give us a call, 205-348-9070. We're here in the studio. We're going to play some more music. Here's Boy Genius with Salt in the Wound.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
Linda Lindas with Growing Up on The Morning Show, 90.7 WVUA-FM.
Yep. It's The Morning Show here on the Capstone, we're playing all female-led bands, female artists here on the International Women's Day, March 8th. So shout out to all the female artists that are going on and doing their own thing. We are going to talk about the things that we have had going on in our lives this past week. We like to keep you updated on stuff that we've got going on, stuff that's interesting. Richard, tell me a little bit about what's been making your week interesting.
Well, I haven't had the coolest week. I haven't done anything super cool recently, okay. But I did go on a little adventure through the Gorgas Library. You know, they have like a secret like basement down there, like filled with books. It's like really cool. You have to get through it like on a service elevator. Like I think Christian was there.
I was there. Yeah, it was me, you, and DeLuca.
Yeah. It was like they have like this tiny little elevator that you can ride, and it like makes like squeaky noises when you go down. It's kind of spooky.
Will we make out of this alive?
Yeah, it's a little scary, but
just a little.
Wait, yeah. So what's down there?
Well, they have a bunch of history books and like government records, and then like there's another part with like giant like oversized books that they can't like fit normally, and those are like atlases and like drawings and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like cool stuff. You can find a lot of neat books.
And
so,
with the history section there, they have literally anything about anything you could ever imagine. I saw like a three or four hundred page book at least on the history. It seemed really interesting. I was tempted to check it out. Protestantism in the Korean Peninsula from 1897 to 1946, and how that led to a building of a modern Korean national self-identity.
Huh.
A book that long on that.
That's a lot of pages.
So, yeah, you know, you can find just about anything you want historically down in the Gorgas Bunker. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Love Gorgas.
Bunker is a great time.
It's a W.
Me and the boys about to do a rare books heist. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the newest cool teen hangout spot.
Well, you can check out up to, like, what, 50 books?
50 Something books like. If you're a UA student, yeah.
So, and you can, what I like about the library stuff is you can, like, renew things. Kind of, so, like, as long as someone else doesn't want it, like, somewhat indefinitely. Like, there was a book I had that I was needing to read, and I was like, oh, no, I haven't read it. Renew. And then I was like, oh, and you don't even have to go in. You can just, like, do it on, like, the website.
Can I, like, keep it renewed over the summer? Can I renew books for, like, 2 years in a row?
I don't want to say that you can, but I feel like you could. I feel like it's enough that because a lot of these people... I mean, a lot of these people these days, like, they just, like, don't even, like, do they even know how to read?
No.
I don't know.
These darn screenagers.
They just looking at their phones and stuff. Richard, what do you think about that?
Well, they got to read more. They ought to listen to the radio a little more.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah. They got to start reading the newspaper and listen to the radio, and then they'll know what's what.
They will. You know, if you read The Crimson White while listening to The Morning Show, you're going to become an intellectual.
This is true.
If you do it simultaneously, it increases the brain size by at least 0.001% a day.
I'm actually reading The Crimson White right now.
And do you feel smarter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's a proven fact. So we've all got to make a change in our life. And speaking of changes in our life, how has the Lent been going?
It's been going well.
So we've all given something up for Lent. Let's remind the audience what we've given up. Christian, you gave up
red meat. You know, they say it's bad for the heart.
I gave up soda.
And I gave up cookies and ice cream, which has been a little difficult. It's not like I really am craving one, but it's just like those are the easy snacks that are around, and it's like it's like this is a treat that is there, and I'm like, I can't eat it. So I've been eating a lot of brownies, at the dining halls and everything. So soda, how's that been going?
It's been going pretty good. I did have a bit of a Dr. Pepper craving the other day, but I resisted. I checked Dr. Pepper on my Wendy's order, and then I got there, and I'm like, I can't drink this, so I gave it to my friend.
Yes. So. Okay. We like to see some of that solidarity. But Christian, the red meat.
It gets hard at breakfast time because, you know, most breakfast meats are red meat. Think about it: ham, sausage, pork chops, bacon, all red meat.
Now, really?
They're all pork.
Chicken's not red.
Chicken? No, chicken's white meat.
Chicken's white meat. So I've been having a lot of chicken biscuit. Yes, get some of those chicken biscuits. That's what I was at. What do you call it? Fresh Foods the other day.
Yeah.
They have this little thing that it's white meat. I don't know if it's fish or chicken. It's just like, because they look kind of similar.
Where's
when they're,
it at?
It's like at the place at the back. They put it on a bun, and I'm pretty sure it's chicken,
but
it's like
chicken.
I don't know if this it's like I don't know if this fish or chicken, but it all looks about the same to some degree. That's not knocking it. I think it tastes good. It's got that good dining hall vibe.
No, you know, I enjoy the Fresh Foods chicken and the Fresh Foods fish.
But what can we say? The meat has been going okay. The no soda has been going okay. We've been doing all right. And when does Lent end? I know at Easter, but that's like a month away, isn't it? Oh,
right?
Goodness.
If my memory's correct.
We are still a month out from the end of our time.
Yep.
I'm making the choice not to do cheat days or like Sundays off. Like I'm doing it full the whole time.
Ooh, I will say I've been using Sunday as a cheat day because I've indulged in a cheeseburger from Wendy's on mostly because that's the only thing open VIP meal wise on Sundays.
True.
But yeah, I will say I've been using Sundays as cheat days, but it's allowed.
It's allowed.
Jesus said so. It's a part of the church tradition.
Yes. Yeah. Richard, are you doing cheat days as part of yours?
I have not used the cheat day yet, but I think it might have to happen. I have been dying for Dr. Pepper. It's been bad.
But So if at any point during the next week or whatever, which I know we're about to be on spring break, but if at any point over the break before we get back, if you have a little cheat day, make sure to document it so that way we can talk about it on the morning show and post a little picture because you know we're gonna have pictures at the end of the show. Show today, including one of something that I've had something going on this past week. But we'll keep you posted on that. We're gonna take a quick break, play some more music, and then we'll be back in just a minute to finish it out this 8 o'clock hour with some little fun stuff. You're not gonna want to miss that. Here's Rebel Bucket with Earth Worship.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Wolf Alice with Sad Balloon, 90.7 WVUA FM's The Morning Show.
It's The Morning Show, and so today, before we get into our info real quick, favorite number 1 to 10, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 4.
3.
Interesting. I'm going to have to go with 9, I think.
That's a good one.
Good numbers, everyone. And now on to we got some. We want to shout out some new music from Alice and the Music Team. Shout out to them, getting us new music every week. You may have already heard this one, but we got some new music. Richard, what song we got here?
Today we've got "This World Couldn't See Us" by Nabia Iqbal. So Nabia Iqbal she's British Pakistani, and she graduated from Cambridge and became a human rights lawyer before she started her music career.
Oh, wow.
But she's been in music since 2013, and this is off her brand new album. This is the title track. And it's interesting because it's kind of got like a dance beat.
Uh-huh.
The first thing you notice is like it's got a drum machine. It's got a lot of like synths, which is, you know, a bit of a throwback to like late 80s, 90s type dance songs. But all the words, it's all spoken word.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are kind of dark. She's talking about like depression and stuff like that. And it kind of contrasts with the dance beat. So
we got a little of that contrast. We love to see it. So we're going to play Nabiha Iqbal's The World Couldn't See Us. This is International Women's Day, playing all female artists. And now here's some new music from female artists. Let's get right to it. We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't go away. We got more fun stuff coming up.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Kalayla with Happy Ending right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. And today is a special day because in addition to being National Women's Day, it's also National Fill Our Staplers Day. I was looking up a little bit of the history of this event, and it says, celebrate the day by going around your local office and replacing the staples. It's an annual event often observed on the second full week of March and in November on no particular day. So staples is happy for the free promotion, no free promo for them. So all you have to do, we've got all our staplers right here. We can hold them up to the mic here a little bit. Oh, listen to how empty that is. No staples in there. Whoa, that's sad. Pretty disappointing. So we're gonna open up our staplers and take your little. I don't know what they call this little thing of staples. Whenever they're all
I just
together,
call it like a clip of staples.
I think you're right. A little. We're gonna lock and load them.
I don't think this clip will fit in.
Oh, when the clip is too long, just break it. Like, break it in half.
Man, you are a genius.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
You wouldn't be the first person to tell me that. But no. All right, so now we're all locked and loaded.
Listen to this.
And then let's all get a good staple up in here. Oh, yeah. That's some good staple, and that's what we like to hear. Woo! Okay, so make sure to go fill your staples. Go fill your staplers. It's National Fill Our Staplers Day.
I think I broke it.
We'll be right back in just a minute to share some of our favorite female artists here on International Women's Day. But for now, one of my favorites, Wet Leg, Too Late Now.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Pollyanna with Pixie right here on the morning show. We're playing some great female artists this last hour and this hour. And now we're going to tell you about some of our personal favorite female artists. We're going to start with Christian. Christian, who's one of your favorite female artists? I know you've got several.
So I'd like to preface, I'm very indecisive. This could change any day. And also, I'm so indecisive I couldn't come up with one, but I tried to come up with a top three. This is in no particular order. So lately, I've been on a Bobby Gentry kick, so I... You know, good old Bobby Gentry, Debbie Harry from Blondie, and then, this is going to be rough, maybe Grace Slick from Jefferson Starship.
So those are some Jefferson top ones right Starship. Now.
So yeah.
So I mean, if you had to pick one of those, I know we've got this Blondie song lined up. So Grace Slick from Blondie.
Grace Slick's from Jefferson Starship. No, Jefferson you're thinking Starship. Of Debbie Harry.
I was thinking Debbie Harry's.
Yeah,
from
we couldn't find any Bobby Gentry. Wait,
so what's what about Debbie Harry from Blondie? What makes her a good artist? And one of your
favorite? She just has a really good voice. Blondie was a very they were like cutting edge. They were at the start of the new wave. Mm-hmm. Like they kind of were in that transition from like punk and disco to new wave. Mm-hmm. They helped start that. And also, fun fact, if you've heard Rapture by Blondie, it was the first ever hip-hop song to be on MTV. So, yeah, she was just very versatile as an artist and, you know, heck of a singer.
Awesome, awesome. So we'll play that in a minute, but we also want to get Richard. What's one of your favorite female artists?
Well, I'll have to go with one of the first artists, I think, who I ever, like, heard as, like a kid. Was Adele. Like this was like her 21 album really got me into music when I was a little 8-year-old, because before that, you know, little kid, I like hated music. I was like, this is stupid, why do people listen to this?
Yeah.
And then one day my friend Elijah, he comes over and he's like, he asked my mom, Can you play this Adele song? Someone like you, and my mom's like, ah, I've never heard that before. So she goes and she buys the album off iTunes, and we check it out. I'm like, dang, this is really good. So me and Elijah, we would always like watch the Adele songs on the bus and stuff like that.
No, I respect it. My mom adores Adele. I mean, Adele's great.
Oh yeah, she's
Adele's
awesome.
Great.
I've heard that 25 album like so many times because my mom and my sister, they just play it on repeat over and over.
Yeah,
and it's good stuff.
So Adele is a good artist.
Adele.
Favorite. I've got several favorite artists as well. I know. It's hard to pick one, but I know I love me some sort of like some more electronic type music. I love me some hyper pop type stuff. I've got to say, Charlie XCX is one of my favorites. She's got just like her delivery and her vocals. Even though I know like sometimes, even though a lot of times she's auto-tuned, she still is like a very strong vocalist. And just like her songs are just like, she can get so many different vibes with different songs. And they're just like, she's just a good performer. And so she's one of my favorites. You know what? I think we're going to hear, we'll play in this next break, we're going to play songs from all three of those artists. We're going to hear from some Blondie. We're going to hear some Adele. And we're going to hear some Charlie XCX. And we'll get you back in a minute to hear the next thing we're going to do, which you're going to be excited about it. It's going to be a celebration. We'll be right back. You said you want to play Rapture by Blondie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to play Rapture by Blondie and then a few other of those songs. And then stay tuned. We got something coming up. Here we go.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That's Beyonce with Break My Soul on 90.7 The Capstone. It's The Morning Show.
Woo! The Morning Show here on 90.7 The Capstone. We're playing some of music from our favorite artists. We mixed it up and we didn't play the Adele that break, but we're going to get it the next break. At this moment right now, we want to celebrate the special day that it is. And let me check my calendar here real quick. Everyone check their little things.
Wait,
check
out see what's going on here.
Anyone got any notifications? I think it might be
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. We play a Weezer song for you at least once an hour. We try to Now, this day is special because it's International Women's Day, and so we have been focusing on female artists and female-led groups. And so Weezer, obviously, not a female artist or a female group, it's led by the one and only Rivers Cuomo. Shout-out to the love of my life. But we still wanted to highlight a Weezer Wednesday, and so we were looking at I do want to highlight there are some good covers of Weezer songs out there, especially there's a cover of Japanese Breakfast, Say It Ain't So. It's really good. We were listening to it earlier, but we cannot find the audio file for it anywhere, like on iTunes or anything. It's a Spotify original, and they like to just keep those songs on Spotify. They don't like to put them around. So there's like some recordings here and there on YouTube, but we're like, we don't want to get in trouble. But what we did find is there's a Weezer song from a B-side of the Pinkerton album that has Rachel Hayden on it. And she is from let's see. I know, let me see what, she's a musician and, she's got a little band and everything that she does. But anyway, so Rachel Hayden is on the B-side of this song, I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams. And so it said that she came in one night at Sunset Sound Records and nailed it on her first take. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
But though, in a Facebook post, she also said that she was not paid for her work on the song. Boo.
Oh, Weezer.
Come on, Weezer. So Weezer, come on. Well, give Rachel a little cash for this or something. But we're going to play that song for you. I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams right here at 9.7 The Capstone on Weezer Wednesday. Don't worry. We'll have some Adele on the other side of that for Richard. But here we go. It's International Women's Day, playing all female artists, female-led groups here on The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is a zero-carbon flight of a 40-seater plane. It is kind of crazy. So the company developing it is Connect Airlines, and the hydrogen powertrains, which are pretty much the like the engines that run off of the fuel cells, they're designed to be retrofitted onto existing planes. So once they're 100% you know, up to standard and they're able to fly on commercial airliners, it's going to be pretty easy to get in there and retrofit it compared to building a whole new fleet of planes. Wow. So this is big news for reducing our carbon footprint.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, I am always happy to hear that we are doing something to reduce our carbon footprint here on the globe. And a positive story for the day right there from Richard Jenkins. I've got a real quick before we take a break. I've got a little story of something I did this past week. I went and painted my nails black, my fingernails black. I've been wanting to see what that looked like, and so I did it. And
Goth era Noah Haynes.
So they are already. So this was on, not even a week ago. This was on Friday night, and they're already like chipping pretty badly. But it gives it like a bit of that like artist look.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like yes, I am a. I've got like a. Like a little moleskin and like a guitar and everything, and I'm a. Mm-hmm. I'm at a coffee shop type vibe,
yeah.
Which is not what I would necessarily say is what my vibe is, but right now it's kind of looking like it, at least as far as my hands are concerned. So you know, we're gonna put up a picture on our Instagram at the end of the show. We also got a great picture of us with all our staples, our staplers, and more things up there at the end of the show at WVUAFM. We'll be right back in just a minute with some more new music and some things like that, but. We're playing all a women artist this hour. Here's Billie Eilish with Bury a Friend.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Jamila Woods with Boundaries right here on WVUA, the morning show, WVUA-FM. It's almost 10 o'clock. It's like 10 o'clock in like 20 seconds,
it's
just
so
about.
Sad.
So we've got to close out the show. But over that last little break, we're playing a little bit of Tetris. It's retro video game day. Richard was the best of all of us. What did you get up to for your score?
30,593.
Oh, goodness. So I got a little video of Richard playing. I'm going to put that up in just a minute for this post. Yeah, good stuff today. We're going to go on break. We'll have to talk whenever we get back what everyone did over break, our little host stories. We're going to close it out with some new music. We've been playing International Women's Day. We've been playing all female artists this hour. And so as to close it out here, we're going to close out with some new music. Shout out to Allison, the music team, for new music every week. And Christian, tell us a little bit about the song we're about to hear.
Okay, so this is Let's Get It Done by Yeji. So little thing about Yeji, she's a DJ and singer from Brooklyn. She's originally from Queens and then immigrated to South Korea before coming back to America to study East Asian Studies, Conceptual Art, and Graphic Design at Carnegie Mellon. And I think the song itself, it's like a fun little synth pop song. I feel like it's pretty danceable. You know, you can do a little boogie to it. So yeah, pretty good song.
Good deal. Well, we'll play it. We'll play it out, and then I'll see you folks. After the break. Stay safe out there. Any last words, guys, before we head out?
Have a nice day.
Have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And roll Tide.
Have a good morning. Here is Yeji with Let's Get It Done.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.